Welcome back to this month's Legal Eagle with Anthony Kalp of Berry & Lambert Solicitors, who is kindly walking us through the process of probate. So Anthony, before the break, we talked about what to do if, for example, my mum had said she had made a will, but I can't find it. So if I do find the will, but it is, say, on the back of a torn letter, is that a problem?
Well, not necessarily, but the probate registry, when you send the will in, will want an explanation of the state of the will. A person can write a will on anything. Perhaps it was written in a hurry in your mum's case. But why the tear? Was there something on there that was meant to be part of the will and has been removed? Are there staple holes, coffee stains covering something up? It's always best to get an advice from a solicitor.
That is definitely good to know. So when I start to prepare the probate application, what information should I be looking for?
Well, lots, actually, but you may need advice on what to look for if you don't have experience in this area. The main points are all types of assets and liabilities here and abroad. Some people have properties in Spain, for example, or France. Details of any deceased spouse or civil partner, such as marriage or the civil partnership certificate, and details of their estate, which may be needed when calculating inheritance tax. Also, information about pensions, lifetime gifts, interest in trusts. One can search for dormant assets as well, such as old life policies, bank accounts and shareholdings which may have been forgotten about or lost. Solicitors, when dealing with this for personal representatives, always ask banks and building societies for the last 7 years' worth of statements. And the reason for that is to check for gifts, an income that might indicate an otherwise unknown annuity or pension. Of course, not everyone keeps their paperwork in apple pie order. You may have to do a lot of hunting around back to the sock drawer. A solicitor can do all this for you, sometimes a sock drawer too. There are errors which are often made. People forget to look for certain things like cash in a wallet or under the bed or in a handbag. Wedding and engagement rings are also assets and may need to be valued. They're all subject to inheritance tax. And on top of that, everything has to be valued correctly. Estimates are sometimes acceptable, but not always, particularly where tax is payable. A solicitor can arrange all the valuations for you if needed.
Well, that is definitely some very good food for thought there. Thanks so much for joining us this month, Anthony, and you're back next month in the hot seat to discuss the issues of lifetime gifts, trusts, and the dreaded inheritance tax when it comes to probate. So thanks. Do join us next month on Legal Eagle. If you want any more information in the meantime, do contact the friendly and approachable team at Berry & Lambert Solicitors at www.berryandlamberts.co.uk and join us next month for next month's Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.